Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
There's an old saying that politics makes strange bedfellows, and that truth was on display recently during the hearing on House Bill 371, a bill to ban the use of mRNA vaccines in humans in the state of Montana. Each session, we see several bills that draw large crowds of proponents and opponents, and this was one of those bills. As predicted, this bill pitted everyday Montana citizens and doctors against the medical establishment, specifically research scientists working for large pharmaceutical companies and the U.S. government. At issue was whether or not relatively new mRNA vaccine or gene therapy technology should be allowed to be administered to Montanans and Montana schoolchildren as part of the list of required childhood vaccinations. If you're having flashbacks to the COVID pandemic, you're on target. This is a direct result of the COVID vaccine mandates that were part of our lives just 4 years ago. It's worth noting that the bill sponsor, Representative Greg Kometz of Miles City, is also sponsoring a companion bill, House Bill 418, which would ban the use of mRNA vaccines in both domestic pets and livestock in Montana. That bill is scheduled to be heard in the House Agriculture Committee on Thursday. House Bill 371 was heard in House Judiciary on February 4th and passed out of the committee on a party-line vote last week Wednesday. It has yet to be scheduled for a floor vote. Judging from the level of emotion at the hearing, it appears the controversy over gene-based vaccines has not decreased over the past 4 years, and if anything, both sides are even more dug in their positions. At the hearing, those in favor of the ban went first, many describing in excruciating detail how they'd been injured by the COVID vaccine, and those injuries continuing to this day. Doctors talked about treating vaccine-injured patients, and much of the testimony focused on the mRNA technology itself and how these are not really vaccines in the traditional sense, but rather synthetic gene therapies created by splicing genetic material from an organism into human genetic material, which when administered begins to replicate throughout the human body and can even be shed to unvaccinated people in close proximity. They said that there's even talk of placing these vaccines into the food supply so that people are automatically vaccinated whether they know it or not. As justification, the legislation itself points to potential dangers of mRNA vaccines in the whereas clauses of the bill. Among other dangers, it describes mRNA vaccines causing enormous numbers of deaths, disabilities, and adverse events. The fact that no long-term studies focusing on fertility, teratogenicity, mutagenicity or oncogenicity have been completed. Recipients are not given informed consent. The fact that these vaccines may integrate into the human genome and be passed on to the next generation. And finally, the claim that these vaccines are contaminated with DNA, metallic particles, and other unknown nanoparticles. On the other hand, those in favor of the vaccines painted a completely different picture. Many were research scientists who described mRNA technology as the exciting new frontier in vaccine technology and immunology. Many pointed to the fact that they themselves were completely vaccinated and boosted with as many as 5 doses of the COVID vaccine with no side effects as proof that the technology is safe. One scientist basically told legislators in the crowd to get used to it. This technology, he said, is being rolled out on a large scale, and there's nothing anyone can do to stop it. To the issue of politics and strange bedfellows, all of the Republicans who are supposed to support big business voted for the ban, and all of the Democrats who traditionally oppose genetically modified organisms or GMOs voted against it. Go figure. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslafi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.